I did The Cellar.
Ooh.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about it.
We did not, dude.
Nah, I did The Cellar. Dude, it was fucking
first
sick.
First of all, just a fucking testament to your caliber, dude.
It was
like, what
fucking
else
great.
I did? Oh, yeah, I was at The Cellar.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about
just
it. I did The Cellar.
Just a testament to your fucking
caliber,
B-day, bro.
Dude, on my B-day. What a great day.
Oh, my, that is a good day.
As soon as we got done, Bobby Kelly was there. He was like, you want to come do my podcast?
My God,
I was like, yeah, right now? Dude. He was like, yeah, come upstairs.
Dude.
Yeah, it was fucking sick.
You told me about that. It was so fucking funny.
It was so sick.
You
and
have
then
to relive.
Bobby Kelly just hated me.
You got to relive that one. Fuck.
Yeah,
that was so fucking funny, man. So I laughed about that for 2 days, and I told everyone. I was like,
I
at
was
my
just
house.
Thinking of you the whole time.
I was at my house near my brother's, and I was like, I told that whole story to be like, and then he went on this podcast, and this is what he said. Everyone's like, oh my God, that's fucking,
yeah,
everyone fucking
I was,
lost
I was like,
it
is funny.
Everyone goes, that's fucking hilarious. All
right, so this comedian named Paul Verzi and Bobby Kelly. And me are on this podcast. And him and Bobby Kelly are friends.
Yeah, sure.
They don't know me at all.
No.
So those two are just like talking.
You're just a young buck
and
out in the wild, dude.
And I'm just sitting there just like, hey,
you
guys, hey. And I just got done at The Cellar.
Sure.
Like I was feeling so fucking good about myself.
You had a good set.
I was like,
oh, they probably love
this is sick. But yeah, they're like, who the fuck is this arrogant fucking dickhead?
Yeah, they're at like the worldwide open mic and you're just coming, you're the new dude on the thing.
Yeah.
Just being like, bam. And they're like, fuck this guy.
Well,
so when you see anyone decent coming to an open mic, when you're like a half decent open mic comic, you're like, fuck this guy.
So they were talking about what's called a daddy daughter dance.
Oh, man.
Which I never even heard of.
I've heard of those.
Everybody else seems to have heard of it.
I
never
think
heard of it.
They phased out. They definitely
a
phased out.
A daddy daughter dance is where all the dads in the school take their go to like a prom with their daughters.
Yeah, pretty much.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, I think they stop at like sixth grade. As soon as they get tits, they stop.
That's a good rule.
That's when it is. Like, as soon as their daughters become hot, they're like,
now it's weird.
I can't go to the dance with you.
Yeah. So they're talking about.
That is weird, dude.
Verzi was talking about how he was bummed that the daddy daughter dance got canceled because a trans kid in the school's mom was like, well, this is weird. Like, he doesn't have a place, she doesn't have a place to go, or something like that.
What about the trans kid's dad in the picture?
He's definitely dead.
Damn. You should start a foundation, Shane, where you do a celebrity appearance where you take like a trans kid to a daddy daughter dance.
I'll take trans kids. It's probably fucking hot as fuck. Dude, a trans kid?
That'd be a nice service, though. You'd make a make a wish. Be like, what do you need me to do? Like, oh, by the way, I only take trans
take
kids.
Take these dolled up little boys that think they're girls out? Yeah, I'll fucking do that.
I would make them dance, too, dude. I'd be like, you better dance for me.
So,
I'd be like a sultan, dude. I would be like, dance.
My young boy. So he's
I have
talking
the finest
about...
boy in the village.
Yes, I'm from out of town. Where's your fine hot boy?
Oh, just a traditional like sultan, like Arabian clothes. And be like...
I'd look fucking sick with my gut hanging out like a vest in those high waisted pants. So anyway, Verzi's talking about how it's a bummer that. All right, go ahead. I know you're feeling this. Salt.
You just pay the DJ an extra $10 to let your hot boy come into like its own intro music, and you're just like.
You gotta give him those little tiny, tiny symbols, the hand symbols.
Belly dance. Sorry, go ahead.
Verzi was talking about how he was bummed that the tradition was ending.
Sure.
I never heard of a daddy daughter dance, so instantly I was like, what?
That's
what
crazy.
The fuck is this? And I could tell they were mad that I was like clearly diminishing it.
Yeah, of course.
Like right when they were talking, he's like, it's a fucking shame, dude, that this thing's fucking ruined. And I was sitting there like, that's fucking weird. That's a weird thing. You know, I could tell the energy was clearly like,
God.
Shut the fuck up.
It was
up.
Against you, yeah.
Whoever you are, shut the fuck up. Which
I'm
is reasonable.
Room, if someone starts making fun of a daddy-daughter dance in front of a daddy, in my head, I'm like, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, dude.
Hey, he's
it's
got
like,
a point.
Yeah, dude.
But
so they're against you.
So I think. Maybe not. But, well, no, I think they were pretty blatantly, clearly against me. Like, they were pretty vocal about not liking me. But I was like, I interrupted the story because they kept talking about it. And I was like, at what point during the daddy-daughter dance do you guys get to swap daughters and grind with the other kids? And they got mad.
Dude, that's a fucking...
They literally...
That's a 360 Tomahawk cameras flashing, dude.
They literally like looked at me and was like, what?
Oh
like,
God.
What'd you just say? And I was like, at what point does the DJ play Hot and Hurt?
And yeah, dude,
you get to grind
meanwhile,
with the other
dude, your fucking whole arm's in the rim and you're just dangling above them, just like, what, dude? That's
so
funny.
They have a bandana that you hang over your mic if you bombed. So Bobby was like, give him the fucking bomb bandana. I was like, I'm not going to accept it. That was funny.
No, they wouldn't silence you.
And then he spazzed on me. It was so funny. It was actually very funny.
That's hilarious.
He's like, you fucking hick. You fucking white trash. You stink. The joke wasn't funny. You fucking stink. You're overrated already. You fucking idiot. I was like, oh, shit. I'm actually really excited for that episode to come out.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. You know what, dude? It's video too, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't know it was videoed. To like midway through, so I'm gonna look like a fucking idiot.
No, you're probably just be chilling.
Well, I threw in a dip, and they did not like that.
Fuck, dude, you're just establishing
He's
your
like,
brand.
Take that fucking dip out, and I was like, "Are you?" In my head, I was like, "I'm clearly getting bullied right now."
For
He's
sure.
He's like, "Take that the fuck out of your mouth. It's disgusting." And I was like, "Nah, I'm gonna stand my ground on this, dude."
If you had taken it out, that would have been game
over.
Yeah,
I couldn't
dude.
Take it out. I couldn't show my weakness, dude.
Fuck no.
But then we got done, and I was like, "Sorry if I actually came off." Yeah. Like a fucking dickhead. And he was like, nah, you're great, dude. You did come off a little cocky. And I was like, all right.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Dude. And this
I didn't know that. I didn't want to.
Dude, this isn't the same thing, but I've noticed, I've had people, multiple people come up and be like, yeah, I used to think you were an asshole when I first met you. To me. And I was just like.
You?
Okay.
I get yeah. me.
I've had a couple times people come up to me like, I thought you were just like a fucking asshole. And I was
really?
Like, okay.
I don't see that with you.
I mean, this was back at the time of Philly's Funniest, when I, like, yeah. way back when. But guys would come up to me and be like, oh, I just think you're an asshole, dude. You're actually pretty cool. And I was like, thanks, I guess, for saying you used to think I was a fucking asshole. It's like, I never even talked to you.
Yeah.
I've never spoken a word to you in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is weird, dude. I mean, I wouldn't let people saying you come off cocky, dude. You're probably just crushing.
When I wanted to tell him, too, it's like, Bobby Kelly's the man.
Yeah, he is.
Like,
funny.
He's fucking awesome. And I was,
funny.
Like, happy to be there. So sure. I told him that, but, you know. Whatever, we'll see.
Fuck
Maybe
me,
I was fucked up. Maybe I came off like a fucking dickhead. We'll
dude,
see.
I mean, like you even said so yourself, though. You're like, dude, who the fuck isn't cocky that does stand-up? You have to be.
Yeah, if I would have showed up and been like timid, yeah. it wouldn't have been funny.
No.
If I would have just let them, you know, I would have just been sitting there.
Yeah, to be pointless.
Which actually I said to him and he on air and he was like, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Like, because I kept saying stuff and he was like, don't like you're interrupting the story. I was like, well, I don't know the fucking story. You guys are talking about personal things, and I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had, I mean, first rule of podcasting, always stand your ground. Usually when you first start doing other people's podcasts, when I first started, it's like, you just learn to just say shit whenever something comes to your mind.
Yeah.
You have to let it fly. Otherwise, if you hold back and get in like, should I speak? You just end up not talking at all.
Yeah, and I've done that a couple of times. I've done that on the mm-hmm. bonfire. I've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get in your head about like, shit, was that not funny?
Dude, if you're in your head in a podcast, it's the fuck, it's over. The first
Sucks.
Couple I did, I would sit there and be like, can I talk now? Like, you just have to just
yeah.
let it rip.
Especially
dude.
When it's like the one of the times I did the bonfire with Soder mm-hmm. and Nick Mullen. And those two.
They're
just
going
nonstop.
Back and forth.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
And like I would try to jump, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
And I was in my head. I was like, all right, just shut the fuck up. Let them do it. I just sat there silently the whole episode.
That's funny.
But yeah. Yeah. So
nah,
we'll see.
I hope you bring the heat to the cast, dude. But yeah, so they're saying that like, so you have this. So say the King energy. It's supposed to exist outside of you like the sun. If you get too close to if you try to embody fully the King energy, then you're like the dark shadow king. And if you're too far away from it, if you try to like deny your King energy, you become the weakling prince, dude. And you're just someone like, I don't know. It's not my fault. I don't
wow.
know.
Wow, this is ringing very
sick,
true to
but
me.
But you have to stay like far enough but close enough, just like the earth is to the sun. Like
yeah.
you can't get too close, but you can't get too far. So you have to keep all these archetypes at bay. With like, if you get too into the magician, you'll start just being like a total manipulator and trickster, and it's like, it's pretty tight.
I, you know what though, I never take you as a manipulator.
Because I mean, I don't want to speak to myself. I could be tricking myself, but I'd like to think I've harnessed my magician energy properly.
I think you have.
If you do harness your magician energy and your king, you use it more for like generative, positive purposes. We try to establish order. Your warrior energy, you're out with the fucking old and decrepit.
Yeah. Tell me about how more I'm. Tell me more about how I'm a king.
So the king. You're just establishing order within your world. So it's like yeah. in anything that disagrees with your worldview, you just attack it. Like when I was watching
that's
you on the
totally
I
true.
Was watching
anything
the
YK, I disagree dude, with, I'm like, you guys are fucking gay.
I was watching the YK. That's king energy, dude. You're establishing fucking order inside your court. And just
yeah.
being like, no.
You think I had king energy on you know what, dude? Bobby Kelly.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They yeah. were on the episode of You Know What with Bobby Kelly. They're coming at Shane in the beginning, being fucking assholes, dude. In my honest opinion, dude. And you know, this is like, you got big egos in the room, people with a little bit of success in stand up business. Shane, dude, fucking guppy, hopping in the big pool with the big kids, dude. They try to start bullying him. What do? Yes. You turn them, dude. It was like in a medieval movie when you go to get troops and they're like, "We would never fight with you." And by the end, they're like, "Oh, raise the glass." That was pure. And dude, I was watching that, watching people take stock of like, because whenever I watch an, like an environment like that where there's a bunch of personalities who have like, or more or less going for like a pretty similar spot in terms of like stand up stardom or whatever. Watching people gauge like, it was like Robert Kelly's in charge of that setup. So yeah. Everyone was agreeing with him. And then when he would laugh at you, I'd watch other people laugh with him at you. And yeah. It was like, people were like in the moment, just seeing like, wow, they're treating Shane, was treat Shane shitty. And then like, as that would change, they would try to start treating you. It was so fucking weird.
Well, that's what that lady was doing right away.
Yeah.
She was like, she felt Bobby treating me shitty.
She doubled down hard.
And she was like, yeah, he's never going to work here again. Right, Bobby?
Yeah, yeah.
She just kept doing shit like that. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
It's bizarre.
Like, why would you guys invite me up here and treat me like shit?
And I hate when people say, like, who the fuck are you? But in my head, I'm like, I don't know. If it was like...
I'm the guy you invited
here. If, like, Will Smith was like... Well, I'm not even going to get into all that. But if Will Smith... I watch a bunch of videos on, like, the rap gay Illuminati. if Will Smith
was
like...
We're going to come back to that in a second.
If Will Smith was, like, dogging you, I'd be like, yeah, it's fucking Will Smith. The guy's on another level.
No, but this was... Bobby Kelly's pretty fucking awesome.
He is.
Like, I was really... genuinely like excited to be
no
there.
That was all, he even said he's like, yeah, you know, I saw him, I was like, come on and do it. But then it had to like to have to preface that being like, I don't even know why I had the kid on.
But
it's like this,
that's a real seller thing that these people do.
Oh, the YK dude, YKW,
anybody at the seller does that. Like I was sitting there with I'm gonna
so he's based out of the seller.
Bobby, the YKWD was upstairs at the cellar.
Okay. So that is upstairs. That's like the Jewish temple. You're on like second
level. I went up
now.
There to the goat temple. Yeah, where they're eating goats.
So you were seeing where they did like the goats and shit. Yeah. No, that's the very top, the guys who own it.
The who owns it?
Hey.
The goat eaters, undoubtedly. Definitely. But that lady works or manages the cellar.
Yeah.
And so she like they just
the
have
lady
this,
who was fucking
yeah.
Trying to rip
who
you
hated
a little.
Me? Yeah. Ugh. They just have this thing where if you're the new guy, they shit all over you.
Those
no matter
people
what.
Are like,
which is so weird to me because, like, I mean, obviously as the new guy, I hate it.
Yeah, but it was like,
and I'm sure
I'd breaking your balls. Like I've been in a ton of settings where like I'm a new person or I've been where someone else is new and you start breaking their balls and fucking with them. But like I did in the beginning, there was just this real like weird narcissistic thing going on where I was watching. I'm like, this is bizarre. And they're like, what? If I was sitting there, I'm getting paid to do stand-up, I'm doing well, and some dude comes up, and I'm like, what's up, dude? What's going on? You know, I could
yeah.
break their balls, but it's kind of like, and then the whole, like, you better respect. It's like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Nah.
I just don't, you know. But I get it. It's like, I get why, you know, there is a pecking order and all to it, but it's like, especially you're saying that lady's like a manager and shit. It's like, how do people like that always get those positions?
I did ask Soder about it. I was like, this lady fucking hates me. Like, what the fuck? I did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly, one time I was sitting at the table,
mm-hmm.
which is sick.
Yeah.
I love doing it. Like, it's a good
thing. The tables were all like the, there's
yes.
like a bunch of comics.
The table at the cellar is like, if you sit at that, that's pretty fucking sick. And
like
I always,
Michael Richards there.
Yeah, Michael Richards.
All the greats.
Louis.
Sorry.
All the greats.
I just heard my own butthole.
But, like, if I'm sitting there, first off, if somebody tells me to sit there, I'm like, nah, I shouldn't.
Sure.
I don't work here. I'm not past the
cellar. That makes sense.
Like, I'm like, ah, I'm not going to. And they're like, shut up. Fucking sit down. And then she'll come in and be like, why are you sitting there? Like, to fuck with me. And I'll get up. I'll be like, all right.
Yeah.
And get up. And she's like, I was just fucking kidding. Come back. And it's like.
Okay. So that's a good sign.
Yeah. I mean, she definitely doesn't actually hate me. It's just a whole thing of, like, she was, in my opinion, excited to see Bobby talk shit, like, to trash me.
Really?
And I don't think it's like that at all. I'm sure I asked Soder about it and I was like, she's treating me like shit. He was like, yeah, she treats everyone like shit right away. He's like, I love her. Everybody there loves her.
Okay.
Yeah. She's,
I'll back down. She got me fired up, dude.
Well,
I just don't think people do that shit when they're just like, oh, whatever. I'm like, who's this guy? I haven't really heard of you.
And it's really funny.
New York. It's like, dude, shut up.
It's really funny because at first I didn't know it was filmed.
I know,
I didn't know
dude.
You could see my
facial. You're making
my
face,
facial
you're
expressions.
1984 face crimes, dude.
Dude, I was making the hardest face crimes. But somebody would say something, you could see my face, just be like, what the fuck? And then they're like, this is being filmed. And I was like, oh, shit.
I think the mission, I think the thing to do too though is like you stood your ground, stuck to your guns. It's like had you not, dude.
Oh,
that
yeah,
would
at
that haunted you, bro.
At one point, I threw in a dip, and right away, Bobby was like, "Take that the fuck out of your mouth,"
mm-hmm.
and I was just like, "No."
Yeah, dude.
He's like, I don't think I should. And the guy, the lackey next to me, was like, do it, take it out.
No, he was genuinely scared. He goes, seriously, no, don't, just, like, he was like, oh no, Robert Kelly might get upset on this podcast. Please take that out so I don't get emotionally affected by this. I was watching that, like, what the fuck?
He's like, you should take it out. I was like,
he was pleading with you, dude.
I think I'm gonna stand my ground on this, dude.
Fuck you, like Zimmerman. Nah, and the people just go, what? But yeah. I'm watching this. I could be wrong. I'm watching a fucking an old and jaded Bobby Kelly, dude. I'm not saying in a bad way, but a lot of the people on there were toeing the line of like can't say shit, like scared to talk about stuff. So I think part of him was loving. He was digging you, dude, because you're coming in hot.
Well, that was another thing. At the very beginning, he was like, you're coming in here a little hot. And then the lady that hates me was like, yeah, am I the only one? I thought I was the only one that felt that way. It's like, what the fuck did I do that was coming in hot?
Hey, man, they see you. You're coming in, you know? They're like, yeah, they might want to stop that.
There's no way. They're not going to work against you. Hopefully they're friends.
It's like, dude, when you're at an open mic and you see someone new come and start doing well, you instantly don't like them, for the most part. If that's Shadow King stuff, that's King Herod. So if you're a weak king and you see someone come in, that's like, you see the fucking mystical son or whatever it's called. That's like the person, the new, like Jesus. You're the mystical son archetype, dude. And these are king. You got a bunch of King Herods.
5 minutes.
You got a bunch of King Herods around you, dude.
Nah. I can't say this.
0 minutes when he
this
was born.
This is blasphemy, dude.
Fuck that, dude.
Nah, this is blasphemy.
No fucking way.
Yeah, Bobby
dude,
Kelly's.
If you're fully in tune with I was watching him. I was watching him battle the Shadow King. He came around, dude. He fucking he restored order in his own personal land. But I was watching, you know, little fucking. It was funny watching all the people go off of his fucking. When he would laugh and smile, people like, yeah, and he'd be like, "Fuck the fuck out of here."
Well, that's why when they hit me with that, they were like, "That's the bomb bandana. You just bombed."
Good for you.
And I was like, "Nah, that wasn't a bomb. That was really funny.
That was awesome, dude.
That was a funny thing I said." And then they were like, "Nah, it's a fucking bomb." I was like, "You guys are friends,
yeah,
and I'm new. You don't know me, so of course you're gonna not laugh if I make fun of you,
dude." For someone crying about their daddy daughter dancing and make fun of that is, sorry, it's funny, dude.
Yeah.
Page one, how to be funny. Trash that fucking event.
Trash gay shit. That's number one. That's rule one in the Ten Commandments. Dude. Number one, if someone's being gay, make fun of it.
For sure, dude.
Not actually gay. Don't make fun of people for being homosexuals, but yes.
But if they're fucking getting hemorrhoids, dude.
But if somebody is gay, you can be like, yeah, getting butt fucks funny.
Or you can be like, look, man, I know this is what you like to do, but...
It's funny.
Don't spend a lot of time on the toilet, my friend.
True.
I would fucking switch instantly, dude.
You're out of
gay. If I was gay and someone hit me with this, I'd be like, nah, done. Sorry. I'd go home to my dad with like a baseball glove. I'm like, Paul,
please talk to me. I'm tired of being gay.
I was throwing a baseball in the, like, throw it and go get it myself. Yeah. What's that boy doing out there? My mom, he ain't gay anymore. He had a big hemorrhoid. That'd be a good movie, like Coming to Age Tale.
Yeah. Guy gets a hemorrhoid and he breaks out and starts getting pussy.
Instead of like Brokeback Mountain or Moonlight, it's just the opposite where a guy is gay and is like, fuck that, I'm straight, and fucking comes back to the fold.
Make a movie of a dude who prays the gay away successfully. Like Jesus comes out and is like, you are not gay now, my son.
Look at that chick's tits.
Yeah, that'd be a fucking, that'd be one of the funnier movies ever.
He just stands in the rain and the dad opens it and he's like, what is it, son? He's like, I fucking love pussy, Pop.
I love pussy. And he's like, get in here, son.
I can't hear you, boy. What? He's like, I fucking love pussy. I ain't gay no more.
He's like, get in here. The game's on, son.
Let's watch it.
They just watch porn together like, yeah. What do you think of that? He's like, I'm excited to try it.
I'm not going to eat pussy, but I'll,
That's kind of gross.
I like the one where she lays on her stomach, faces down.
All right, where are we at?
We're at an hour and 11.
All right. The seller, the you know what, dude, talk made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever.
Look, dude, you're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I just don't feel like, I don't want them to be like, oh, Gillis was talking shit. It's like, I'm not talking shit.
I'm talking shit.
I was honored to be there.
Give me 14 days in my ass to heal, dude. Tell him I was talking fucking shit, dude. Yeah, I'll fucking burn that place down, kid.
Yeah, dude, mail some bombs, dude. Get it going.
I'll mail Robert Kelly a bomb.
This is for being kind of mean to my friend when you invited him on his podcast.
It's from me. I would just name myself.
Dude, that's what happened. That's how you got that hemorrhoid.
Probably.
St. Ignatius was up in it.
Dude, I might go back to the... Now, when I'm going back to the gastroenterologist. So I'll
and
be
just be like,
well,
listen, I'm
happened.
Not gay, but the Holy Spirit did come down and butt-fuck me. I had a three-way with a guy named Ignatius.
I said I wasn't going to pull out, so he butt-fucked me, and I still didn't pull out, but it was fucking...
You didn't? You got to start pulling out.
No.
Trying to have kids?
I would like to, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Get this Hemi. This Hemi's the clock, dude. It's like, all right, bro, let's go.
True.
Hemi spoke up. It's like, all right, bro.
Time to fucking crumb inside.
Time to have some fucking babies.
You've always dropped CPs.
I want kids.
You drop CPs left and right, though.
For sure. For sure.
It's cool.
I can't help it.
CPN's sick.
Feels too good.
Yeah.
How do I get out?
You can't.
I wait till the last fucking minute. I'm like, there's one. All right, I'm out.
Oh, so you come a little, and then you're like, I pull out?
The older I get, the longer... Like, I used to be like, oh my God, I gotta get out of here. Now, yeah. The older I get, I'm like,
fuck it.
All right.
Whatever happens, happens.
Like, oh, it's barely any. I'm like, yeah, wait till you stand up, dude. Here it comes. Here comes the encore, dude.
Ew, Matt.
I know.
All right, let's go. I gotta piss.
All right, we're out.
Wait.
What you got?
Tomorrow, so probably when you're listening to this, the 4th. January 4th, I'll be at the Victoria Freehouse with the Steve Gerbys.
Wow.
Gerbys is featuring. It'll be fun. We're going to have a great time. And yeah, that's
fuck
it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Victoria Freehouse.
Word up.
In Philly. Come comment on how great I look.
Yes.
Come comment on how... Bring me a beef patty from McDonald's.
That's true, too. Also, watch the YKWD.
Oh, yeah.
Well, highly proud. It was a proud moment, dude.
You were proud of it. I don't want people to go on there and talk shit.
Too late.
Yeah, I don't want people
no,
to talk
shit.
Shit.
Don't be mean.
Because those are people that...
Gatekeepers.
They they are that. But also, you know, I think Bobby's hilarious.
I think he's funny, too.
My
opinion doesn't change. I mean, if he has a problem saying he's battling the
fucking
Shadow King archetype...
Our listeners are going to go on there and talk so much shit. Don't do it.
I
know one
listener
that's definitely going on.
Eh...
Bin Laden, dude.
He's a
coming.
Dude.
I saw Bin Laden creeping on some Krizzle fucking Instagrams, and I was like, oh, God, dude.
He is like a Navy. He's like a Shat Seal, dude. He goes, I'm on it.
Yeah, I was like, don't do it. He's like, oh, you mean you want me to?
Yeah.
Like, no, don't. He's like, all right.
Too late.
Yeah.
Rolling out, baby.
Bin Laden's the dog.
Yeah, dude.